I'm always amazed at the attention the NFL draft gets. This year, more than 3 million Americans watched a middle-aged white guy, also known as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, walk up to a podium, open an envelope, and announce the name of a football team, followed by the name of a football player they plan to hire. Then everybody waited 10 minutes for the commissioner to walk out again, say another name, and then walk back. Kind of like the way a cuckoo clock works. They repeated this routine 256 times over 3 days. I am not making this up. More than 4,000 people crammed into Chicago's redundantly named Auditorium Theater to see this. 200,000 more people watched the action on big screens in Grant Park. Why? To cheer or boo each time the cuckoo bird, or the commissioner, announced a player's name. They filled 36,000 hotel rooms and spent $81 million that weekend. The TV ratings were second only to Game of Thrones. Again, I am not making this up. The experts gave endless analysis to each and every pick before the draft, followed by endless analysis to each and every pick after the draft. But incredibly, this is part of my job, so here goes. Most pundits gave Detroit Lions' new general manager, Bob Quinn, a B-, but I'd give him a B+. He used half of Detroit's 10 picks on linemen, who do not excite fans the way quarterbacks do, but they do win games. In the third round, the Lions picked center Graham Glasgow. 5 years ago, Glasgow did not even get a scholarship to go to Michigan, so his parents paid his out-of-state tuition, which is about $50,000 a year. Then he got caught for 3 drinking violations, so he invited his 81-year-old grandmother to live with him. He stopped drinking, and he fought his way onto the starting lineup. Now that he's been drafted, he can pay his parents back. In the sixth round, the Lions picked quarterback Jake Rudock, whose rise was almost as surprising as Glasgow's. 18 months ago, Rudock was Iowa's backup quarterback. He graduated, transferred to Michigan, then lost his first game to Utah. But by October, Rudock was leading the Wolverines to incredible comebacks, resulting in a 10-3 record. When Rudock takes his first snap from Glasgow, they'll become one of the NFL's most unlikely pairs. Michigan State has beaten Michigan 7 of the past 8 years on the field, and most of those years in the draft, too. This year was no exception, with the NFL teams drafting 5 Spartans to Michigan's 3. The Spartan who got the most attention, though, probably wished that he hadn't. Quarterback Connor Cook had a sterling career. But when his teammates did not vote him a captain and then told NFL scouts they didn't like him, the scouts decided Cook's greatest weakness was his personality. Amazingly, the amoral NFL actually cared about this, dropping Cook from a first-rounder to a fourth-rounder. But don't worry about Cook. The Oakland Raiders will give him a few years to prove everybody wrong and make a lot of money doing it. But the biggest draft story is Laremy Tunsil, an offensive tackle from Mississippi. He was supposed to be the third player taken, but minutes before the draft started, a picture popped up on Tunsil's Twitter account showing him smoking marijuana from a bong pipe. 12 teams passed on Tunsil before Miami picked him up 13th, which cost Tunsil about $10 million. Minutes later, more tweets from Tunsil's account showed him asking Mississippi's athletic director for money, a clear NCAA violation. The Miami Dolphins think the tweets probably came from Tunsil's former financial advisor, whom Tunsil dumped before being drafted. If true, that advisor might find it difficult to get new clients to trust him. He'll find it even more difficult if he ends up in jail, which he just might. Come to think of it, this draft was pretty interesting. Maybe next year, I'll even watch.